took your ass back, didn't it? Welcome to Dr. Lovely's Couch Cafe. It's your host, Dr. Lovely, here. That Chico DeBarge, Trouble Man. Yeah. Got 15 goddamn messages. You know what? I was thinking last night, right, about how eclectic my music choice is and how I had this thing to be attached to art and music and theater and different things like that. And girl, when I called Brandon today, right, he was like, oh yeah, you know, I was getting some art and doing X, Y, and Z. I'm like, you know what? When it comes to us not growing up together but being so similar, it's crazy. That's where genetics play. Because I promise you, having conversations with my sister and my brother, I'd be like, so I'm not odd. Cause mind you, my mom, there was a lot of like interactions and showing stuff. So when I think about being attracted to art or attracted to music, I was like telling my dad last night about wanting to learn how to play the piano ever since I was a child. Like, I wonder what would have become of those things. And these are things like me signing up for being in plays, or I signed myself up for this shit. And I found that to be very interesting. How I was just drawn to these things, but not shown. It's like my dad is like really into art and collecting art. It's interesting how you can have so much of people that you never even really spend time with have so much in common is where I want to go with that. Which is interesting to me. From a psychologist standpoint at human behavior, because for so long they would be like, oh, you can't pass on traits of behavior to your you know, genetic traits of behavior to your family. I'm like, no, that don't even make sense, because like Shaquille wasn't around his daddy, but he would smile like him. He had mannerisms. It was like weird to me. So anyway, have you seen the new, like, did you watch the new, Torah Portions?
I haven't.
Man, listen, this week was on it, it was on it, but let me show y'all something right quick, hold on.
We sit here and we identify what it said, man, and
they eat the fruit, they should be as like God, whatever it says there, and we really take that and go off the deep end with it. Oh man, God gave us dominion over all animals, this is that and the third, so we like gods on this earth, but you still have some, a God that you follow. Even if you a general in the army, that's how I like to make it applicable. Let's just bring it down to simplest of terms.
That's right.
If you a general in the army, but there's still a general that's over you, there's still the general. You can call whatever shot you want, it still has to go in line with the general. What happens? You get court-martialed. Anytime the general, the little G's start to think that they're bigger than the big G, you get court-martialed. Yeah. Real talk. You don't have it in you to do that. It is beyond you. Think of it on a lower level of management. You work for a company, and you're the manager of the company. You ain't the owner of the company. You're the manager of the company. You got to follow the instructions of the owner, or you get what? Fired.
That's right.
It's funny because, like, today people really believe that they just can go to work and do whatever they want. Like, you can just go in and do whatever you want. Like, and then they quit their jobs and you ask, well, what happened? And it would, like, literally say, like, my boss was trying to tell me what to do. Like, wait a minute. How do you get on a job and not think you can? It's only niggas get on jobs think they can run, do what they want to do. No, you can't. We train people, right? Like, we've been going through training all week in my job. Some stuff is like basic stuff. Like, I feel like there's some simple things that you don't even require, like, assistance. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You know, my boss had the nerve to tell me today that I act like I don't need no help, or I know it all. I said, if I need you, I'll let you know. And if I don't ask for help, or I'm not asking for anything, it's because I know how to figure it out myself. And I think that just goes back to me always being my own problem solver. Like, it reminds me of like how Shaquille was, like, he never wanted any assistance, but he would figure it out on his own. He didn't want anyone to help him. And sometimes people take that as like you knowing it all. No, I don't know it all. When I need your assistance, I will let you know. When I don't know something, I will ask. I'd rather problem solve on my own. And if I don't get it, then I will really ask you. You know, like, I'm not really one of those people that like to... Oh, shit. God damn. Hmm? Yep. Just hit me right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know I was going with this, huh? You know why it hit me, don't you? Yeah. 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 Him. I just heard myself. That's why I be saying we so much of like, he don't believe that. I'm like, I want for help. I don't want no help. Like, but when I do ask for help, you know, I really need the help. Yeah, because I won't ask. I really won't. I really won't. So when I'm asking someone for something, when I open up my mouth and say I need you to do something for me, it's because I need you to do it. I didn't exacerbate it all options, right? So, and the interesting thing, and the interesting thing about another thing I heard this week, and then I'm gonna get back to the recording so we can get to the lesson, was they were talking about Moses, right? And how, you remember when the guy, Korah, he was like, he came with the 200 dudes to challenge Moses. Cause he was like, yeah, I mean, God talked to you, but you know, he can talk to us too. So they took it upon themselves to kind of like challenge him. Right. And Moses was saying like, oh my God, like, are y'all really coming out like 200 deep coming at me? And they like, oh, you took us from the land of milk and honey. What? You were slaves. That was milk and honey? Huh.
I guess it was them.
I rather had been comfortable. It take you back to like when they talk about Harriet Tubman.
You didn't took us out of here. And now we don't know what to do.
You know, it's like when you
situation.
Yeah, but he had the audacity to challenge him like God can talk to us too. He came out like that right there, like 200 deep. And Moses asked him, he's like, you don't think it's good enough that God like put you, like he chose you, right? So when you think about it, right, you want somebody else's job and you think you can do their job better than them. And they ain't done none of the work. They ain't even done none of the work to even think they gonna get the job. Right? You can say, oh, I could do that job. I mean, it ain't nothing. I can do that. Mind you, where Moses came from to get to where he was when they finally got to there. He had a stammer. He didn't have self-esteem. His self-esteem was bad. He was a murderer. You know, he really was. Yes.
He was being pursued.
Exactly. You know. So but still he didn't even trust his own judgment. So you get from coming from that space and God really working with him. But God already knew he could do it. He just didn't know he could do it. No. Oh, you think you got this? This is what you're doing, huh? Okay, let's see. You got it, right? Okay, let's have a conversation with God. We're going to see who we're going to choose. And if he chooses, we choose you. If he don't, he don't. It's just we don't see. Yeah, we gonna see that. Listen.
Comes around with some arrogant person questioning their leadership.
But see, this is another thing that
they
don't
even know the situation.
But listen, this is another thing, too. Because mind you, we can get our own kids fucked up, too, by our actions. Did you hear me talk about this? From his arrogance, all of the family died.
That wasn't fair, God. You know, they was being presumptuous.
See, you don't look at rebellion. Have you ever seen a rebellious person and then they get children and slowly the kids become even more rebellious than themselves? See, we don't think about our actions that are impacting other people. That influence again, right? Like the influence. We don't think about our actions. We're not thinking about those things. Because most people don't be really thinking about when you live a shiesty life. Or when you out doing stuff and your kids are watching you, right? And then when they grow up, they be doing shit, and you looking at them because you didn't grow up, and then you didn't. Sometimes adults change and shift, right? And then your children are doing the same things you used to do, but you can see sometimes our kids, or sometimes the kids, don't have the wherewithal or the insight to actually make appropriate decisions, right? You know what your kids are capable of, right?
They don't have the maturity to...
Because they in a place where they don't want to hear. They're not listening. Because, see, I get parents that come in my office, right? And they might have been a hellion. And now they're like, ooh, I'm trying to straighten up, but my kids... But they watched you, see? And now you're putting yourself in a position where you have to make a change. Not because at the beginning you wanted to, but because something intervened in a way that was going to jeopardize your likelihood. You see, sometimes we get sometimes our likelihood is jeopardized, and it's a forced change. But we've already shown our children some things. Yeah? And then, as you watch them, they're even more rebellious than you were. You can't tell them anything because they don't want to listen. Because you can remember when at least you listened to someone, but your child won't listen to no one. And you're trying. But that's the part where we don't pay attention to our actions and the things that we've done, right? And the impact of our actions upon our children when they're watching what we do. See, I know most people be like, you're being self-righteous. I'm really not. When you really have wisdom, right? He who has wisdom, let him hear, right? Because wisdom calls us to what? Listen. To listen.
Listen and think.
And reflect. Mm-hmm. And if we don't walk in wisdom, we won't listen, right? And let me pedal back. I had a kid in my office today, and we were having a conversation about this generation and their lack of impulse control and how they're very emotional in action. And I said, they're driven by their emotions, even when you are giving them something logical and the proper information. But they refuse it, right? Because they're acting on their emotions, because they're emotionally driven. When you're emotionally driven, you lack the ability to listen, comprehend, reflect, which means insight, and judge, make proper judgment. When you're driven by your emotions, you respond first without the proper information. And when you respond without taking all of the information in, you miss something. And it's funny because they don't go back and think. So as we were conversating and talking, I said, you need all of the information before you can start judging people. Because a lot of times we make judgments without all the information. And you can't make proper judgments that way. And I can see he's really thinking, he said, I guess I need to go home and really, you know, have some more talks. Yeah. Because with more information, you can make the best judgment. So getting back to it. Korah's response caused other people their lives. And that teaches you that your action can cost someone their life. There are times when I'm frustrated, I tend to react. And God would always deal with me. And I would have to go back and change it, or, you know, I had to really sit and reflect and make my decisions after. I've become much more aware of myself when it comes to stopping when I'm frustrating. I mean, when I'm frustrated, because normally I'll be like, pow, I've done pretty good.
No problem, man. Thank you for your service.
Right.
Thanks, you can pick up your last check at the door.
Right.
Matter of fact, we'll mail it to you.
Yeah.
Just leave. Clean out your locker. Do it quickly. And leave. It's no different with us.
Right.
But we tend to think that we can replace them.
Right.
We not. Y'all got a plan and a contingency for everything you can think of.
Man, of course.
Real talk. So just do the right thing and maybe you're a part of that plan. Let's go.
Thanks. Verse 5, mm-hmm. So they drew near and carried them in their tunics out of the camp. The father Moshe has said, As Father Moshe has said,
right?
And Father Moshe said unto Aaron, unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons, let not the hair of your heads go loose, neither rend your clothes, that ye die not, and that ye be not wroth with all the congregation.
Mm. They came on. They can't even go into a state of mourning for the individual. That's how serious the oath of the Most High is.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold to it. But don't forget, we likened as priests. So our office is serious as well.
Come on.
How we carry ourselves is serious as well. How we eat and how we listen or don't listen, all those things matter. We don't understand sometimes how important our office is. Just as the children of Israel, those who serve Yah.
Teach.
It says we are Yah's witnesses. That's what we are.
Right.
Don't be a false witness.
Yeah.
Don't be a false witness. How could you be a false witness? By not following the Lord's statutes and commandments of the Creator. Because I'm supposed to show the world that this is the way. The only way I can show you this is the way is by observing the way. But I'm a false witness if I don't observe the way and I'm sitting here trying to tell you that's the way. Because I witness through my actions. You know, you got credible witnesses. You know that, right?
Yay, we witness through our actions. I think a lot of times we don't realize the importance of what we do openly. Because we're so used to people doing all kinds of wrong things openly and not having the wherewithal or understanding that what people see us do wrong, we're accountable for it. We have to deal with it. Our wrongdoings that we do openly, we're accountable for that. So we have to be very, very astute and very careful of the things that we do openly that we know is wrong or a violation against God.
Not credible witnesses. Anybody following the Young Thug trial? My man, a non-credible witness, stood up on the stand. He said, yeah, man. Whew. I'm so high right now, man. Not even in the right state of mind. Real talk. Another dude was like, I don't recall nothing. You don't know that man is sitting in the chair? I've never seen him before. This ain't you and him in the picture? It is. That's him. Yeah, I don't recall. Now, incredible. We're supposed to recall it all. It shall be many of these scriptures, especially we enter in the season of Pesach, Yah spares life. It says this is a memorial. It says it shall be as a memorial to you throughout your generation.
Yeah.
A memorial is something that you recall. We're supposed to be able to recall all this. Not only in just the verbalization, but in our actions. That's why we can't skip over nothing. That's why every little detail is important. Let's continue, Brother
Kane. And Father Moshe said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar, unto Ithamar his sons, let not the hair of your heads go loose, neither rend your clothes, that ye die not, and that ye be not wroth with all the congregation. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Most High have kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tent of meeting, lest ye die. For the anointing oil of the Most High is upon you.
On you.
And
that's
they
how
did.
Important that anointing oil is. But let me ask y'all, let's go a little quick. Wait. What do they equate in the scriptures to that very anointing oil? Can we get that? Hey, my brother, go ahead. The Spirit of the Most High. Not necessarily. You close. You cheating. I ain't asked you. All right. So unity is one of them. What's the next one? There's another one. Is anybody familiar with it? A good name. He's one of the kids.
Did you hear that? A good name. A good name. What does it mean to have a good name? Your reputation. What is your reputation? Your good name is your reputation. Ooh, who said that, Zakiya? God? I don't know. Who did? Niggas. Oh, your reputation. Your reputation is your good name. What your name standing on? When somebody mention your name, what do people say?
You said the answer.
Oh. My new hiree trying to hook niggas up. You heard me? My new hiree trying to hook niggas up. Yeah.
Hey, you ain't low.
What a man, nigga. What's wrong with you? You got a headache?
Yeah, I do.
That's the unity, the brotherhood, unity. Right, right, right. But what I'm talking about is good name. A good name is likened unto the precious oil that flow down the beast bed.
Talk about it.
So is brotherhood and unity, right? Those are the two things. But we see how they commanded, you see, yo, don't even come out the tent.
Right, right.
Don't even pass the door of the tent.
Why?
Because that precious oil is upon you. You know what that tells me? Don't partake into those regular things and the things of the people that's out there that ain't on your level. Because that anointing oil is upon you. So if it's the same way of a good name, I ain't going to do nothing that's going to ruin my name.
You gotta take the name tag off.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's unity, I'm not going to do something that mess up that unity of y'all's people.
Come on.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't overstep their boundaries. And it's talking about mourning, Ethan. It's time to die. You feel what I'm saying? So now, how do I not liken that unto myself when it comes to certain things? That's why the study of the Torah is important. Because it ties in different aspects of our lives. And it brings it all to full context. So that we can understand our role and responsibility and how we're supposed to carry ourselves. And the things we're supposed to do and the things we're not supposed to do. Something small and simple like, yo, if what I'm doing is disrupting the unity of Yah's people, I shouldn't be doing it. But how many of our family members and friends go off and do that?
All the time.
Selfishly.
All the
don't
time.
Even care. No. You saying nah to something? You saying forget what's being said. I'm going with
what you say.
And that's why Abraham left.
That's why Abraham left?
Mm-hmm.
He was like out.
Because his family
was doing too much.
That's
why he left. Abraham was a good man.
This. Because you have your own feeling or reasoning behind it. But guess what? Nadab and Abihu might have had their own feeling and reasoning behind why they offered up strange fire. But look what it led to. Why did it lead to that? Because once again, we don't get to dictate the laws of our relationship with Yah. We don't get to dictate the laws of spirituality. Yah does.
You know who Nadab and Abihu is, right?
Who?
Those are the ones that brought that fire in there. Yeah. I tell you that God don't play, man. Yep. And they told him, go on in there and get that. Don't you even cry.
Not us. So I can't be like, nah. It's a no. That means I'm off. If I'm saying nah to something that y'all said yes to, I'm off. If I'm saying nah, y'all said this is what it is and how it should be. We read that right, said this is it.
This is it.
This is it. Go back to that. That's verse 3. The middle of 3, like right. So you start at 3.
Then Father Moshe said unto Aharon, this is it.
This is it. Keep going.
That the Lord spoke, saying, through them that are nigh unto me.
Wow.
Ooh. So when God speak it, and he tell it, you don't listen. And ba-bam. Nigga, we don't understand the importance of following directions. We don't follow directions. We follow our own directions and shit.
Because we know what's best for us.
What was that nigga goddamn?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Because we know what's best.
Oh, we do think we know what's
don't
best.
Be sanctified. I will be sanctified. So ain't no such thing.
See, and that's it right there.
What is the word?
He said, what was spoken, do it. Right, exactly the way he said, and the understanding of why we do this is because Yehovah be sanctified, meaning what he says goes. You can't go.
What did you say? You believe in the work of your own hands?
Ooh, that's the works of your own
hands. Nah.
Because you trust in yourself.
It ain't no such thing as I feel this. It ain't no such thing, bro. This is it. It ain't no such thing, sis. This is it.
Come with it.
If you ain't in line with that, it's over. And it's all in the same.
This is it. Do this. You don't do this, then the consequence.
Chapters, this is an eye opener for me. That's why we go over these portions yearly, because something new get revealed to us every year.
Teach us.
When you study and you meditate on the Lord's statutes and the commandments, it all comes out to you. It may take time. It may take a little patience. May
take some meditation, communication with your creator, but it's going to come out to you. You search it out. That's we right. read that.
Right.
Y'all said, if you search for me, I'm find you. Don't worry about it. Right. You will find me. Don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. But we also got to look at what's the end of our search. Mm-hmm. Searching for. You're searching for Yah. You're searching for Yah so that you can manipulate things into your way. Mm-hmm. Or you're searching for Yah because you know that that is the way. And that's what you want to do. Serve Yah. Glorify him. Because this is it. It says, all who are nigh to me shall glorify.
Okay, jump back down.
And ye shall not go out from the door of the tent of meeting, lest ye die.
Right.
For the anointing oil of the Most High is upon you.
Right.
And they did according to the word of Father Moshe.
Facts. Mm.
And the Most High
ain't die.
That's simple. They did what Yah said, and they didn't die. But if they didn't do what Yah said, they would have died. It's that simple. We complicate the equation. Keep going. What verse? State your verse. We had verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the Most High spoke unto Aharon, saying, drink no wine, no strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee. When go into the tent of meeting, that die not.
Right. Why? Because you got to be in the right mind that day. This is what it's really about. You can't be all. Your judgment is impaired when you're under the influence. That's a fact. We know that. That's why they got DUI, right? They got a certain level that, if the blood alcohol level that's reached in your blood, that shows and proves impairment. And it may be different for others, but the majority is point on whatever. But for us, it says drink. No. They ain't give him no. Listen, don't drink too much. One beer, two beer. You know what I'm saying? A little glass of wine here, glass of wine there. It says drink no strong drink. Why? Because of the impairment. What did that tell me? That I'm not supposed to be dealing with the Most High and dealing with things in the Most High while I'm impaired.
Bring that up.
Think about that. So I'm watchful of certain things I indulge in when I'm impaired. Right. I like to have a little drink too.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. It's in the scriptures that say anything wrong with that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But there's certain things I ain't talking about. Nah, it's, I'll make the separation. Me, what are we talking about? I got my cup in my hand. I'm going to do it so I don't know what.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
right.
You ever watch me at a holy day, bro? We chilling. You know what I'm saying? We am I talking about the holy days where we can't do and enjoy because some of our holy days are festive.
They festive.
Right? So you don't catch me at a feast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. He said the name, Dad. Go get your intimate. I'm telling you, bro. You don't get that from me, bro. I'm watchful. I don't even talk about God to people in a certain environment, bro. I'm watchful of that.
Come on, chief.
Nah, you gotta be watchful, man. That we like precept to the nation. This is our, right here, this is our blueprint.
Take it. Come on.
Tell you how to hold it down.
Teach.
And if you feel a way about that, take that over Yah. Remember, it ain't for you then to dictate. The law is about relationship with our creator.
Bring it back.
For us to do that.
Bring it back.
It's just for me to observe and read, or that's the script.
I want to
go to the final season.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be the character that's killed off.
Early too.
You know what I mean? Early. First season. Episode 3, you go. Like, yo, you're one of the fucking characters, bro. You go. You follow the script, bro.
Right.
You always read behind the scenes later on. Yeah, yo, okay, so things have problem behind the scenes with the director and all this
right.
other stuff. Yeah, so we have to get that character out of there. They killed them off quick. Replace them.
That's right.
Y'all saw Aunt Vivian. Listen, man. Fresh Prince. She went from dark to light. Real quick, bro. And the show went on.
The show must continue.
And it was still a dope show.
He said, no, because you missed earlier when he was talking about a character, right? And your character witness, right, from Essence, and being able to, because you know we have multiple steps to get to a place where we become a nation again. This is one of the parts. And he like, I want to get killed off before I get to the next step. So he was saying that, you know, when you watch movies, you know, as soon as you see a black person, you already know he dying in the beginning. Yeah. So he like to be able to walk and carry ourselves into the next phase of what this is. I was talking to my coworker. It was funny because she was on the phone with her boo, and she was trying to sick me up with her boo friend. But we were having a conversation about relationships because she was asking me about what is my perspective on what's the, like, give me like five things that shows that you in a good relationship. I said, I ain't gonna give you five. I'm gonna tell you one. One is selflessness. If you know how to be selfless, everything else is doable because y'all gonna know how to work everything out because you're not thinking about yourself. All your movements are not about you because you can't be selfish in a relationship. Your actions and your movements is going to be about your partner and everybody who's impacted. Exactly. She's like, she was looking. I said, I know you're looking for me to say something. I'm not. I said, this is about. She said, well, how you know? I said, let me tell you. And I said, it's funny, but it is only one man when I'm mad at him. And I looked at that man in the man's eyes. That I'm defenseless. I'm no longer angry. He's the only person that's ever been able to do that. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not going to fight with him. That's when you know you know what I'm saying? It's being in a space with someone where y'all share a space and you know it transcends beyond yourself. Your relationship has to transcend beyond you. And she was like, well, what happened? I was like, shit, I don't know. You tell me. So, you know. I said, I can't tell you what's going on with it. I just know that's how I felt. Yeah, he knocked down all the defenses. Nobody has ever made me feel like that. She said, damn. Moving on, niggas. So, listen. Chapter 3 is where we left off at, Zakiya. Of Isaiah. You got yours?
Oh, God.
Chapter 3. Maybe there's something going on in the house because my asthma's acting up now.
Dust everywhere.
This is nasty. Pineapple. Let me taste it.
It tastes like pineapple wine.
Pineapple wine. I'm sorry, y'all. Got now later. Ooh, and oh, okay, yeah. It's a fake pineapple taste. Oh. Oh. Hmm. Sorry. Hmm. For behold, Adonai. Yehovah Sabaoth takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah and stay in the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. Listen, what does the staff represent?
The staff?
Uh-huh. The strength, right?
Strength, guidance,
to be led. So pause. If God says he's taking away the stay in the staff, that means he's removing what? Guidance. He's no longer guiding you. Listen.
You're on your own.
This is chapter 3. He start off by saying, y'all on your own, niggas.
T dropping the lead. Whew.
Okay, we'll represent bread. Because I know it's a symbol for bread.
It's a symbol for bread?
Isn't that the... Oh, I did not. That just hit me. Whew. Did you know that the Catholics make their bread, their little wafer, like the Tav symbol?
Yes.
Oh, that's wicked. That's wicked. I was so wicked. The food aspect of this.
You mean bread or like to eat or something?
Bread,
the word bread itself.
It represents a curse to remove the bread and the water. Mm-hmm. Because mind you, that bread was connected to the priesthood.
You
talking about the matzah?
That's the bread, right?
Mm-hmm. Matsa. What is the M?
Matsa. Ma is like, you know, waves.
Water.
Represent
chaos. But this is chaos.
Or washing water or whatever.
This do represents chaos, does it not?
I guess.
No. When God said he's removing a staff.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah, it's going to be chaos. Disorder. Yes. No. Chaos. Because he's... Yeah. Yes. This is... Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. All of it. And it goes later on in verse 5 to talk about the youth shall behave haughty against the old and the base against the yes, but this is him talking about the nation that's gonna rule over us.
During
Annabella slavery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Older people had to be what? Ruled by small children. They disrespected them.
Yeah.
Exactly. The children. There was when he say the hero and the warrior, judge and prophet, and soothsayer and old and elder, captain of 50 men of esteem and counselor and skillful craftsman and one who understands secrets. And I will appoint youths as their princes. Mind you, those children had more authority over them, people of high status.
Yeah.
That's alluring when you have a child. That is not customary.
No, it's not.
We still seeing shit now, but the level. You come from being a counselor or a priest or somebody of high esteem, and then somebody's child is dictating and talking to you.
Yeah, see?
Like they have authority over you. That's a lowering there.
What happened to Joe when he was going through that thing? The young guy, you talking to him, talking down to him?
Yes. You talking about Job?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. But well, because it he went from a place of high esteem. Because remember, he was seen.
Seen as a very blessed person, and you know,
he was
respectable person.
In yes,
in society,
we don't understand these rules no more, right? We don't get it. No. Because we're removed from it, right? To have a good standing in society, and you walk down the street, people are like, hey, that's so and so. They come from a good family. Yeah, they have good people. We don't know this shit.
No,
we
don't care about that.
Y'all know, like, oh, that's that little Debo, and he be rapping, but he rap about shooting and killing and twerking and hunching. And yeah, don't we know him? That do you understand? Mm-hmm. Even that in itself, the things we glorify is so bad.
This young generation is such disrespect and unconcern for the elder people.
None. Like, it's stuff like you know that slapping with the...
and killing.
No, but you know how people just slap... This is the basic stuff they do for likes and giggles. How they pour water on their parents and shit like that. That's yes. Stuff we would have never done. I still can't do that. I wouldn't do that to my parents.
Man, I get slapped in the
You be slapped in the next weekend. And people shall be oppressed, man against man, and man against his fellow. They shall behave haughtily, the young against the elder, and the base against the honorable. Because even when you think about how the whites that couldn't even read, because it was black people who could read, who was of high esteem, that come from various places... Because they won't make it seem like we were stupid this whole time. Hell to the no. Goddamn.
They were in Congress positions.
Nigga. Did I send you the thing? Did I send you the thing about the Native, the Indian college where Harvard used to fucking be? It was an Indian college before it was Harvard?
Yes, I saw it. Harvard, whatever.
They trying to make it seem like, nigga, they built that bitch. That place was built already.
Harvard
was the an Indian college. Yes, I sent it to you yesterday.
So that's what that meant.
That's what the fuck that was. It was before there was a Harvard. Oh. It was there before there was Harvard. When you hear them say, oh, all of the slaves made it, that motherfucker probably was there long before they built it. Because it was there in the 1600s.
I'm guessing that you stood up at the board.
Which is why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about, it wasn't that many Indians in the college. That's why we took it over. Anyway, I ain't even finished. You already know how I feel about that. Man... When a man shall seize his brother of the house of his father. Whew. That's scandalous. When a man shall seize his brother of the house of his father, saying, you have a garment, be an officer to us. And this obstacle shall be under your hand.
So.
The interpretation of the man who sees his brother. When a man sees his brother in his father's house saying, you are wealthy in Torah. And it is a clean garment to you. Be an officer to us and teach us. And this obstacle upon which we have stumbling, a prohibition or permissibility in defilement or impurity shall be under your hand. For you shall know how to instruct us. Another explanation is you have a garment to clothe the naked. And this obstacle, my want that I lack bread, is under your hand to supply me. Come on. Okay. Therefore, you shall be to us an officer, a representative. He replies, in my house, there is neither bread nor clothing. What then are my qualifications as an officer? But listen, let's take it back, because we already in a place where these people are in a low estate, because God is saying what's going to happen to them. There was always one person that represented the family. One of them people ended up in the house. In a different space. But that hierarchy was there purposefully to cause discontention. So when you using family against one another, you be wondering why we deal with a lot of discontention in our families. A lot of this shit go back to Annabella. Slavery. Whatever the fuck it was. Because it was a lot of different shit going on. But when you think about why we have so much discontention, a lot of this shit was done there. They utilized these tactics to keep us divided. Families. And you wonder why we still dealing with this same shit. That psychological warfare. You still see it in our families today. Listen, let's keep going. And he shall swear on that day, saying, I will not be a ruler while in my house there is another bread nor clothing. A house there is neither bread nor clothing. Do not make me an officer over the people. For Jerusalem has stumbled. And Judah is fallen, and her tongue and their deeds are against Yahuwah to provoke the eyes of his glory. Listen, God, you always see him saying all of the stuff the people would face. But he goes right back into telling you why they're dealing with what they're dealing with. Because they were playing around with his word. But not only were they doing that, you forgot that word still established order. The things that they were doing, robbing, stealing, enslaving their own brothers and sisters. Man, listen. The recognition of their faces terrified against them. In their sin, like Sodom, they told. They did not deny. Woe is their soul, for they have paid themselves with evil. They're going to be dealing with stuff so bad. You know, when you think about when we're going through stuff, or when someone is going through something, there's a look on their face. You could see that they're experiencing such a hardship and misery, even when they tell you, I'm okay. They be lying, but you could see in their eyes. Because there's a certain look that we have on our face when we really going through it. And there is nothing you can do to hide that. It's like I can pick it up in people's voices when I hear. It's like I talked to my dad last night. And I could tell he wasn't okay, even though he was trying to convince me he was doing fine. He said he was tired. That wasn't the sound of a tired. He sounded tired, but it was more than him just being tired. That wasn't the kind of tired that I heard. Exhausted. You know, and that was the first time I ever heard my dad say, let me get off this phone before I go to sleep. And it was earlier in the night.
Yeah. He's been sleeping a lot.
Yeah. Praise the righteous man, for he is good. for the fruit of their deeds they shall eat. And he goes back to supplement and say, these people, there are some people who did wrong, but not all of them done wrong. Praise the righteous man for what? His good deeds. Because his good deeds bring forth fruit. For my people, their rulers are markers. See what I'm saying? We tie it right back to what he's saying is coming. He go in and out. You did it. Let me tell you what you finna deal with. I'm telling you what you finna deal with. Now I'm telling you why you dealing with it. That be how I whooped ass. It was a lecture, ass whooping, and lecture. Nigga. And women govern them. Woo, look at that. And the women govern them. Yeah, y'all had governess. Those white women governed over you and they treated you like mess. It wasn't for a woman to be over a man. So this is already telling you something that's going to be wrong. Ooh, girl, when I said that to my coworker that day, I said a man should submit to his wife just as a wife should submit to her husband. And she said, submit? You said the husband. I said, not in the way you think. He still has his space.
That extreme all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the white 1950s version, okay?
We ain't come from that. But you know,
their idea of what it's like.
But we don't realize that's what we
same way a black household is ran.
Listen. It's funny how we've just completely took on it. They don't even know that's not even our culture.
In the 1950s. White households were ran that way. That's the government idea of what a perfect family is like.
Ooh, talk to him, baby. Talk to him.
A household was ran differently.
It was a whole ideology and principle set up.
They ran it like a machine. They both contributed to the household because they had no choice.
Okay, come on with it now.
Because the government was not supporting black families.
Okay.
So they had no choice but to work it that way. That's the way they've always worked it. They both contributed. They both had roles that they played in the household.
That's my
and
daughter.
And they both parented the children.
That's my daughter. That's my daughter. That's my daughter. Yes, she is. I'm so proud.
They were both involved with the upbringing of children.
Yes, they were. They were a cohesive family unit, even in slavery time.
Yes.
Uh huh. I'm going to make it seem like they weren't. It was very necessary. All right.
Depend on each other. Yes. No one else. They had nothing else.
All right. Come on with it, my pumpkin. Oh, my people, your leaders led you astray.
They did.
And the way of your path, they have destroyed. Whew. Come on now. Yehovah stands to plead and his stand to judge his people. Yehovah enter unto judgment with the elders of his people and their officers. And you have ravaged the vineyard. You didn't destroy what has been planted, the spoils of the poor are in your houses. Greed. He telling you what the people did that brought us here. He said, what? The spoil. Listen, what he mean by the spoils of the poor is in your houses? The law says that you ain't supposed to glean or take all of the crops. You're supposed to leave some for the poor. But instead of leaving for the poor, you know what they did? Took it all up. We ain't leaving nothing. Yeah. You ain't getting none. We gonna take all of it.
Tax.
All right. What do you mean that you crush my people and the faces of the poor are grind, says Yehovah Sabaoth. And Yehovah said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty.
Woo!
Yeah.
He said, because the nigger women are stuck up. Haughty.
Woo! Moving.
He said, and they walk with their necks outstretched, head up, nose turned up. And winking eyes. You know how we roll our eyes, niggas.
Listen, God is talking.
He talking. He say they get and winking eyes, walking and raising themselves. They walk and their feet, they shout venom. Y'all sliding your feet across the ground.
They shout or shoot?
Shoot. No, shout. S-H-O-U-T. Shout.
Shout venom?
Yo, feet. And their feet, they shout venom.
I've never heard that expression.
Me neither. It says, walking and raising themselves as they walk. This is an expression of something floating.
That nigga's walking. Gliding, switching. Glide. You know, we have listen,
it says tinkering in some translation because you know how we be sliding our feet when we be walking.
Yeah.
You can hear us coming. And when they mad, they really be sliding and moving. Pop, 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 pop. Feet slap, slap, slap.
Have you ever seen a cartoon? Where the female robots, when they do where they walk, they be walking like that.
Doom, doom,
doom. And they be sliding their legs
across. and feet spent. It says the feet that spout venom when they would pass in the streets near use, they would stump their feet and hit. And hint to them of the affliction of the adulteress. Look at you. In order to arouse their temptation. You already know it's the stroll. They're swinging them hips like niggas do.
Yep.
And the venom of a serpent. Yeah. You walk around here showing that ass and swinging that ass all over the town.
Damn.
Sliding and swinging. And Yehovah shall smite the Soroth, the crown of the heads of the daughters of Zion. And Yehovah shall pour out their vessels. Whew. But it says it's talking about they would become enslaved maidservants and some
to what?
It's so stupid. I sent him a video of the daddy running over the video games. That nigga said whack. I knew he would have something to say. Little pumpkin.
What did he say?
It said that they would and have some expound it to that he smote them with many families of lice. Yeah, that you know, that's a lie. Even though I done seen niggas get lice recently. Cause niggas never got lice, but
it's not possible for lice to live on that kind of environment.
Yeah, no. In some translation, it said it's like the scab with baldness.
A scab with baldness?
The head with baldness.
Like
alopecia? Mm-hmm. And it says, and shall pour out their vessels. It says the vessels he shall pour out. This is the Aramaic language for black vessels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be dark because they is gonna be outside doing all that work. On that day, Yahuwah shall remove the glory of the shoes and the embroidered hairdresses and hairnets, the necklaces and the bracelets and the veils.
All the
adornments. Yeah. Cause now you walking around here swinging your ass trying to get niggas to see it. But it's going to come a time where all of this, you trying to get somebody else's husband.
All these beautifying things.
These beautifying things that you do and your actions of trying to get some man. Because it says young men. This is married women trying to get young men. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you out here thinking you the shit, you're trying to your marriage and you're trying to sneak around with these youngins. Now all of the adornments and all of the things you look to keep you know, to catch, yes, they about to be gone. The finger rings and the nose rings and the tunics. Did you hear tunics? Uh-huh. And the breast and the bedspreads and the tablecloths and the purses.
Ooh. Talk.
The mirrors and the sheets and the turbans and the clasps.
Everything.
He telling the nigga woman, you finna deal with some shit. And it shall come to pass that in the place of perfume will be decay. And in the place of a girdle, lacerations. Ooh. And in the place of the deed, a wound that causes baldness. And in the place of the organ of levity, a sackcloth girdle. For this is instead of beauty. Wow.
All the things that a woman does.
That she treasures,
that she makes up. Beauty will be gone because they adorn their bedrooms, don't they?
Yeah, they also adorn them to catch,
to attract the men.
Oh, come on now,
like a spider.
Your men shall fall by the sword and your heroism in war. And her gate shall lament and mourn, and she shall be emptied out. She shall sit on the ground.
All of that.
Everything that was important to her
lose.
Will be gone. Wow. Wow.
All her sad pieces.
Wow.
Everything.
Because you didn't respect your husband.
You did not.
You respect the things over him.
Yes.
Because that's really what it kept speaking of. Yes. Of things.
Material things.
Her value, because she cheating. Husband going off to war. She out here doing the most.
She liked the status.
All right.
That it brings. She'd be left in her behind.
What did Christopher Columbus say? He was fulfilling the prophecy.
She left the hunt, she lost her dwelling as well.
All I think about, they took all of this to utilize against us because they already knew what God was going to do. Come on, y'all. Now, seven women shall take hold of one man on that day, saying, our bread, we will... So after they done been stripped of everything.
She ain't got nothing left. She ain't got no place to stay either.
She don't even have a name. Mm-hmm. Because the men are dead.
Men are dead.
Oh, come on here now. Saying, our bread we will eat, our clothing we will wear. Only let your name be called on us. Take away our reproach. We will provide our own food and our own clothes. All we need for you to do is lend us your name. To take away our reproach. Because they was out doing. Listen, if you really pay attention to what happened before and what he said they was doing. Mm-hmm. They reproach is because they was out doing stuff in the way.
They had multiple men.
Uh-huh.
They took from the men.
Uh-huh.
To supply their lives.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
And then they were without everything that they need.
After everything was taken away, they had nothing left.
But their clothes and food.
Yep.
Because we still, Proverbs 31, we're going to get out there and get that money. We're going to always have something. We always farmed. On that day, the sprout of Yehoah shall be for the beauty and for honor, and the fruit of the land for good for greatness and for the glory of the survivors of Israel. So the few that's left, which wasn't many, meaning there wasn't a lot of men left either. And it shall come to pass that every survivor shall be in Zion, and everyone who is left in Jerusalem holy shall be said of him, everything inscribed for life in Jerusalem. When Yehoah shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. This ain't happened yet.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, he said when he washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. And the blood of Jerusalem, he shall raise from its midst with the spirit of judgment. And with the spirit of purging. Niggas, this is the purging they ass keep talking to y'all about. And Yehoah shall create over every dwelling of Mount Zion and over all those summoned therein a cloud by day and smoke and a splendor of a flaming fire at night. For in addition to every honor, there will be a shelter. And the tabernacle shall be for the shade by day from the heat, and for a shelter and a comfort, a covert. From steam and from rain. Listen. Remember I said he was taking us back to the same thing that took place in after the Exodus, there'll be a second one, right? Mm-hmm. And he literally telling you, we're going right back into a second one where there was a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. We're going to do this whole thing again one more last time. He going to try y'all ass, and some of y'all ain't even going to make it to, like the brother said, which is why you I needed to bring you in. Like the brother said, what did the brother say? I want to at least make it to the next phase. Nigga, this is the easy part.
This sure is the easy part.
Like, nigga, this the easy part. I mean, it's simple. It ain't rocket science. Nigga, you feel what I'm saying? It could be a niggas, this is the simple part. You can take me in this space right here. I will take this space. Cause we got time to get it right.
Yeah.
And got leeway, but God had said, he said, I'm patient. Did he not? We got time to get it right, niggas. But we don't got time to get it right. You know what I mean. We got time, but we don't got time.
You got time, so don't waste it.
Man. Because
it can go real fast.
No, niggas. I swear to God, when that Russia shit went out, I was like, no. Them motherfuckers just made a open move. The Muslims already done it. All the rest of the niggas fighting against Islam. You don't even know. The Muslims gonna be the one to help y'all ass. Y'all stop fucking with the Muslims. Leave them alone. That's the cousins. Stop fucking with the Muslims. That's the cousins. Stop treating your cousins bad. God didn't tell y'all to stop doing shit like that, man. Man, Russia was like, they the niggas. But we already know. Me and Ananias was talking this morning about it. That nigga said, everybody all excited. Ain't nothing but the Messianics. I said, yeah, because the nigga said Black Jesus. We gonna worship Black Jesus. But the cold piece about it was, this nigga says, it doesn't really matter. You know, we accept everybody. I said, oh, we just not going to acknowledge the fact that y'all ass been lying this whole fucking time. That you already know them Black people been in that. Nigga.
Because we all know the last ruling family, you've been hiding that for this long.
Them niggas, oh, they ain't going to say about them niggas that was ruling Russia.
No.
That's why they said, it's inclusion. We got to change the way we think. We like you niggers. them pictures been around. Listen, them same pictures been strolling around the internet for years. So, yeah, no. That was just I would say that would be a declaration to Israel that, ooh, you know, he told me that I heard that Biden said that he wasn't finna help Israel with shit. I said, wait a minute, God. Oh, damn. That really made me go, wait a minute. So everybody taking a stance now. Okay, yeah. All right, now Israel.
Some brownie points.
Yeah, let me say Netanyahu, because Netanyahu over here doing a bunch of shit. Talking about they kill people that they ain't killed. Anyway, let me get off phone. Man, brownie points my ass. Fuck all them niggas. Because they still talking about JC around the town. As long as we got JC on the table, we ain't got shit to say.
No.
All right. Don't get mad, niggas. Don't get mad. Yeah, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
And that's still circulating.
Man. Listen.
I told you they said they found it. The spot with JC.
No, really?
They did.
Oh, these niggas now, better stop this bullshit.
Now, they're touring. They're showing tours for where he died. Where he lived. the mountain where he crucified.
Yeah, they just had all them parts. But they never had no proof. So you mean to tell me these niggas got proof
and
now?
They touring the mountain. A mountain where the ark was.
Oh, nigga. Really, nigga?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, anyway. Nigga. Yeah, it is in Turkey. Turkey got the turkeys. Anyway, y'all. What was I finna say? I have forgotten. I'm happy I got five of my notes done today. I'm proud of myself. Yeah, and I had more done than I thought, because, nigga, I was real behind. About 2 weeks behind now, goddamn. So, anyway, I need to make sure I get these notes done today. Niggas done real. Oh, hold on. I got two little things I got to play before I go. They were good ones. So, I like one reminding me of myself. Nigga. Yeah. Oh, shit, Jason. Talking about whack. I'm gonna go to his house and cut. Oh, no. I found something very interesting. What'd you find?
I found out about tonsillitis.
This I'm one. Wishing on a star.
A woman's silent.
Hold phone. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Let me finish this.
Is actually dangerous. So don't mistake it for weakness. Like she ain't got nothing to say. She just may have gotten to a point now where she no longer sees you as a person worth saying it to, because she's lost all respect for you. And like, as men, we think, oh, she's giving us a silent treatment. She's trying to teach us a lesson. No, not every time. A lot of times a woman goes quiet because she's now learned the lesson that you can't be taught anything because you don't have the emotional competence to understand her.
Ooh, nigga.
So it's not about manipulation or her having power over you. It's about her taking back her power and her peace that she lost as a result of being with you.
See, now, I don't believe in taking back power. It's just, why? If you ain't gonna listen to me, ain't no need for me to keep talking and asking or ask. I mean, like, because it's kind of redundant after so many times when you tell someone you need something, or you expressing something you need, and they're not listening, and they're not compromising with you or nothing. Like, why you got to keep having that saying? Why you got to keep saying it? Like, I mean, it's why. It's just for why? Okay, I'm gonna be done. I'm serious. Like, why?
Now, one exception is whenever a woman goes quiet because she's sparing you from what she's thinking that she could say that would have you sliding down the wall with your chest hurting. Like, it's a matter of mercy.
And wait a minute, pause. Could that be the one? That be the one. My words be a something. I had to learn. Be very careful with the shit you say to people, because you words got power, niggas. Words got power.
Dangerous, especially for the man who's found comfort and maybe even complacency and basically making her talk to deaf ears. Like, if that's your whole foundation for why you feel good in a relationship, is that you got her talking to herself whenever she's trying to communicate what she needs and what her concerns are, I'm here to tell you, the day is coming when she's going to be done talking, and therefore done listening, and therefore done with you for good. A woman's silence is actually dangerous.
That nigga. Whew. Y'all always hear me say, when I get silent, don't be knowing. I be tired then. If I ain't saying shit, when I get quiet, I be tired. Moving, niggas. And not all women's silence is the same, and that's true. Some people, I like to be informed people about how my movements are. This nigga right here.
It's just that the people before us was more loyal and committed and got past what they felt.
He talking about the older generation. Yeah. Ooh. Not all of them there. But a lot of them was.
I remember that one scene from The Cosby Show. Remember the one scene with the bachelor party? And they were talking to the older generation? How she handled the situation?
Uh-huh.
It was so informative, because she handled it a different way.
the grandmother.
You get mad at your husband.
Where the grandmama was talking?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was not the bachelor party. It was the bridal one. The grandmother was...
Yeah, the bachelor party was the one that did
the bachelorette.
No, the guys who wanted a stripper.
Oh.
He wanted a stripper. And the other husband said, no, I didn't want it. He said, no, you hesitated. He was like...
Listen,
they
got
mad and they started ignoring their husbands, mm-hmm. yelling at them.
You know, I've been getting pissed off at the bullshit people been saying about Bill Cosby's TV shows, because they taught me a lot. We talking about learning about family, goddamn it. I remember my therapist being like, well, how did you learn, you know, to be the kind of mother you are, nigga? Bill Cosby. I will always say that the Cosby Show. The Cosby Show taught me about the importance of family.
His shows were very informative of black situations.
Man, listen. They really did.
They covered a lot of serious stuff.
Oh, man. And they were talking... Oh, man, I was so... Go ahead.
This is a emotionally responsive group of humans. They think what they feel make them right. You have a right to your feelings, but your feelings don't make you right. So most people process their reason and their logic from their emotions.
Now, today, and a lot of other folks, they process their reason and logic from their feelings as if it's true or factual. And when you're led by your emotions, you don't have good relationships. And still go back to impulse control.
Not from facts and what's true. Motherfucker base what they think is logical and reason from what they feel. And no intelligent person does that. No intelligent person does that.
The reason why we don't, we got a fact check. I'm gonna take it, Ananiah. We talking again this morning, the nigga said. Cause we were talking about how people be in their emotions about like the stuff we discuss, right? With scripture. But I said also a lot of people don't really know scripture, or really they don't know how to research. They research to prove their point. They don't research for understanding. So when you're looking for shit to prove your point, you're going to find what you're looking for. But if you're actually looking for truth, that's going to be driven differently. But when you're trying to make yourself seem right, then you're always going to find that information. But if it's really about you finding a truth of something, you got to be willing to die to self and know that you ain't going to always be fucking right. And the best research is investigative journalism. Because most people go in the historian aspect. But some of the history be off. And investigative journalism is, they're going to make sure they fact check. They're going to fact check and fact check. And if they find out something is wrong, they're going to print it and say, hey, we going to retract the story because what? We found out this wasn't right. All right.
Let they finish subside and then start to try to think. You got to think past what you feel.
Exactly.
It's just that the people before us was more loyal and committed and got past what they felt. This is a emotionally responsive group of humans. They think what they feel make them right. You have a right to your feelings, but your feelings.
He said emotionally responsive. Well, let me say, there's a difference. There's emotionally responsive and there's emotionally responsible. Emotionally responsive is impulse, lack of impulse control. Emotionally responsible meaning Not only are you going to pay attention to what you say to someone else,
you're going
to
pay attention to what they say.
You also got to pay attention to what they say as well.
To choose the right path to take.
Because sometimes, even though you want to make a move, and that's to go back to a reflective person. That you know, you understand when I tell you about the pauses in between stuff.
Two paths. You got two paths to escalate and de-escalate.
Whoa! Come on, conflict resolution.
Escalate will get you to the right path on how to de-escalate the situation.
But people don't like to de-escalate.
People don't
want to
do that.
They always like to escalate
they
shit.
Escalate because they want to match energy.
Ooh, matching energy is not good. That's what motherfuckers get toe up.
It don't make you right. So most people process their reason and their logic from their emotions, not from facts and what's true. Motherfucker base what they think is logical and reason from what they feel, and no intelligent person does that. No intelligent person does that. They let their feelings subside and then start to try to think. You gotta feel, you gotta think past what you feel.
You gotta think that's before you fucking speak.
Damn. They call it fight or flight.
You gotta think, you gotta.
Because most people are dealing with.
You gotta think before you speak.
That they have. So this is about fight or flight.
Remember, ain't that what they tell you when you're growing up? Think before you speak.
Why are you telling me to think before?
Because sometimes you just be saying shit and you
this
just.
Generation, they get triggered easily.
Oh, nigga.
Triggered?
If a woman is single for a long time, like 2 years, 3 years or more, it ain't because something's wrong with her, most likely. More than likely, it's because she's intelligent. And that's not to say women who are in relationships or marriages or that get in these relationships quickly are just dumb. What I'm saying is intelligent women, they have the smallest dating pool because they have the least amount of tolerance for BS. Like, an intelligent woman cannot stomach a man who can't teach her anything. And because she's intelligent, there are very few men who can. An intelligent woman can't tolerate a man that can't mentally stimulate her or that she has to explain every little thing to. An intelligent woman, she's the most likely to be insulted by a man who thinks that he can play on her face like she's dumb. So they ain't gonna last. And then add to the fact that, yes, she's intelligent, so therefore she gathers information and she acts on it more effectively the most, which means she's not gonna continue repeating the same bad relationship.
Gather information, niggas. You be thinking, niggas be thinking I be trying to do shit. You gathering information, yes. Because you gather information before you make decisions. The more you gather information, you can understand. But if you keep reacting and not gathering information, you fuck up.
You gotta gather.
Nigga.
You gotta think.
Over and over again with a different man for years on end. She'd just rather be single. And then intelligent women perform better in the job market and have more successful businesses, so they're the least likely to depend on a man to be their meal ticket. But what I really love about these women is that they're also not easily rattled by that whole, oh, you're going to die alone. You're going to be single until you die, because they're smart enough to understand it's better to be happy until you die alone than to live miserably every single day feeling like you're dying inside.
Whew.
If a woman is single for a long time, like...
This is a powerful motherfucker word. Yes. Speak it, sir. Speak it.
Telling you.
Your ass is over there. Amen and everything.
Seriously.
Y'all. Yo.
Who's that one person? That one person that makes you just stop. Stare at them. And think, yeah. That's my person.
Yeah, that's my person.
Eh.
Yeah, That's because you ain't had a person yet. You ain't got a person yet. That's why you saying that now. You got a person. Be like, yeah, that's my person.
People before, this is a woman with no man, though. Yeah. Go You're talk to right. them women with a man.
That's right.
Go talk
that's
to right. them women
that's
with a man.
That's right. That's
I saw
right.
mothers who were married 40, 50 years. You talking to a woman with no man.
Exactly.
Talk to me about a woman who been married 30, 40 years Thank and let you. Her tell me about her man, because she Thank can't you. Tell me about all men.
Thank you.
Well, see that? Everybody always want to say everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody got saying. The fever. Yeah, niggas.
Talk to somebody in a healthy relationship.
Come with it.
Not for someone
hey.
Who ain't got no man.
they all be don't have no man.
The men that you chose, the men that you had.
Do you gotta see her energy? She just flipping the book like, here this nigga go. That's why your ass around here single. She look like a whole man in a way. How and she look like she even had a man. She look like she munched carpet.
That's
nothing.
Tell me about the men you didn't have, because you don't know those men.
Look at her response. Look at her response.
Because if all men were the same, all men would be doing the same. So we're all different. Yeah, we have the same
look at her. She,
makeup, all that.
She dressed like a dude. Okay, so you ain't even dating niggas, so why are you even talking about this? You don't even like dudes, you like girls. So where are you coming to the table talking about black women and black men situations? It's like a gay guy listen, I don't want nobody that's not involved in any type of relationships heterosexual advising me on shit. Cause we gay people don't have the same types of relationships.
They do not. They don't.
Don't think I'm being mean and homophobic. I'm not. God damn it, I'm a therapist. I know.
It's different.
It's different. Don't come talking about what niggas and women do when you ain't dating a nigga. You ain't got no experience dating a man at all. Alright.
Supersede all that shit. Once you develop a conscience, once you learn right from wrong and you got a conscience, homie, I wouldn't give a fuck what turn you're on. You wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give a fuck how horny you is.
It's respect.
When you develop that, you fight against your nature. You deny yourself.
He fight against your nature. And not all niggas got a nature to cheat.
No, they don't.
Some niggas do. Not all niggas. It still go back to respect.
It's a very small number of them that do.
If you love and respect and you getting what you need, ain't gonna be no problem.
Cause if you
just the dog in nature, that's just who you are. Don't get married. You already know you a dog. Don't do it. Why? Just give me the dog. Okay, I'm done.
That's where fasting and praying come in at.
Talk it, brother.
Coping skills. You develop critical thinking skills.
Come with
it. Conflict skills.
Come on.
Supersede your nature. That's where the morality comes in at.
All right.
Did you hear what the nigga said? Conflict skills. Conflict coping mechanisms. How to cope through it. Prayer and fasting. Spiritual shit. Oh, God damn. Did you order something or no?
No, I didn't. It's closed now.
Oh, shit, Zaki,
I thought... It was like 5 minutes closing time.
Chiquitipokupa. Oh, okay, I'm dead. Okay. Yeah, that was a good one. That was...
Don't
she around here? Like, you ain't got no man. You talking. He talking shit up. Now shut up, man. Don't be having any conversations. Shit down and shut up. You be molested one.
You always need to do that investigation. It don't matter how much you like them. Kitty and I were talking backstage, man, and like be getting people fucked up.
Nah, for
like,
real.
Like done got folks pregnant. Like done got folks burnt. Like done... Because it... Whether you should be in a relationship with somebody... And whether you like them, two completely different things. I don't purchase every pair of shoes I like. I didn't get every car because I liked it. I didn't move into the place I live in just because I liked it. Like is basic as fuck. I like cheeseburgers, nigga. That don't mean I should be eating at Mickey D's. Because don't that technically qualify as some shit that I like, but ain't it bad for me?
Nigga.
And that's what a lot of folks be doing, is like, you just like some shit enough and you get close to it and you get close to it and you get close to it, and you've done no homework over whether that person is trustworthy, whether they communicate well. You just like them. The vibe's good. Y'all stop using protection. Shouldn't be fucking in the first place, but y'all don't stop using protection because you like each other. You feel me? Bruh, I don't care if that shit unpopular to say, y'all too goddamn old to be letting like govern how you move with other adults. Yeah.
Ooh. Like is, bro, like now it. You can tell somebody about like in the term like, what you mean? I like this. What does that mean? Like, huh? Why you got a problem with that?
Like comes with limitations.
Thank you. It's the verbiage for me.
With like, you can change your mind.
Like is basic like as fuck, as you said.
Permanent.
It's basic as fuck.
We change our feelings like we change our clothes. Like ain't sufficient enough.
Okay. It's the verbiage.
Like is some shit we used to write notes about in middle and high school.
Do you like me?
Do you like me, yes or no? We grown now. I have to pay taxes.
Baby, come on. I don't like to pay taxes.
Like, I pay taxes at the end of the year. I don't give a fuck if you like me. What do you have going on?
Come on, brother.
What do you actually add to my life? I have some beautiful shit going on. I'm walking in my blessings.
Pause!
That's what
we're
talking about.
Niggas.
That's a man who got his stuff together.
Listen.
He got his stuff together.
Ah, nigga.
You know what he wants.
You better talk to him in there. Did you hear what he said?
You know what
he I got said. Some beautiful shit going on in my life. What you gonna add to it? How we gonna work this out together? Can we work this? Can we beautifully work it out? Ooh, nigga, that was a nigga. I'm sorry, I need to back that shit up just a tad bit. Go on with it.
It's not a tad bit.
Yes or no? We grown now. Yeah. I have to pay taxes. Like I pay taxes at the end of the year. I don't give a fuck if you like me. What do you have going on? What do you actually add to my life? I have some beautiful shit going on. I'm walking in my blessings. Can you add to that? Can you handle that? Us liking each other is cool. Like that's great. That's a great start. But marriage, like, it's gonna be times y'all don't fucking like each other. What do you do then? Do you have the ability to compromise? Do you have the ability to work with your partner and move forward at times that y'all don't agree?
Come on!
And that's what I mean, bro. Like is some basic. You can't do nothing with like. You can't sustain a relationship with it.
No.
You can't start a marriage with it. You can't raise kids with the shit. That's why some people come and ask these questions, because they operated off like, and when the like is gone, they have no idea what the fuck to do.
Come with it, nigga.
Ooh, clever. And I'm saying this from a sincere place, bruh. Stop letting like fuck y'all up like that. True. You always need to do that.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
You go around with like. Feeling
bad. Ooh, this is a drop the mic statement right here. Yeah, this is a drop the mic statement. Nigga, I feel like I've been teaching these kids all week about relationships. I'm like, I'm teaching teenagers about being in relationships. God damn it. And I don't even agree with it, but it is what it is. Do you know every time I ask them, you know it. What's the purpose of dating? They looking at me like, what's the purpose of dating?
It's lost its meaning.
No, but the real purpose, what is it?
Courtship.
That's the same shit. But what? Why? Why do? What's the purpose? What are you dating for?
Marriage.
Okay, shit. That's it. Don't be talking to nobody if your ass ain't ready to do it. Can I say it one more time? What is the fucking purpose? If you not ready for it, why the fuck are you doing it? Why are you engaging in it? Why are you even putting your time for it? If you ain't ready for it, if you don't want that, if it's not about sewing and shit, the fuck for? Why do you waste anyone? Why would you waste someone's time? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it again. Why would you waste someone's fucking time?
Because they not serious in the beginning.
But why? Why waste someone's time? If you ain't finna do it, why? Why waste a motherfucker's time? Don't get engaged. Don't do it. Don't engage. Why? What is the purpose if you're not serious about the shit?
Because dating is a trend.
No. It's always been. People just do it because they think that's the thing to do. It starts off, it's something that you gravitate, it's in your mind as a child. This is what grown people do.
You like it.
If we cannot, listen, the more, it's funny because the more I talk to them, the more they realize, I don't need to be dating.
You don't need to be dating.
No, but I love it when they understand. Because mentally, you don't even know what the fuck you are in as a teenager. What trying to mean? Figure yourself the fuck out.
That's it.
But people be wanting their kids to get in relationships. Grown people ain't even got this shit figured the fuck out. That's what I told the baby today. I said, adults don't got this figured the fuck out. How the hell do you think you gonna be able to be in something and know you got it? All hurt and broken hearted because some chick didn't done. You go to school, shit, and find a future. Goddamn, the fuck. Kids don't need to be dating shit. For what? It's so fucking complicated for grown ass people. Why should kids be doing it?
I think marriage has become the new dating now.
Marriage is the new dating?
Marriage is the new dating. Because you know how divorce is rampant. Because you switch partners, like you dating. You get into marriages that don't work out, then you move on to the next marriage.
That's because they was fucked up in the beginning where they need to fix themselves first before you add somebody to your fucking life. And if you ain't willing to do the work, just why? I don't know. Shit. Bad, y'all. Goddamn. It's been a long ass day. Man. She be going off. No, I'm serious. Like, people be doing shit and they don't really think about what they're actually doing. You engage in situations. People engage in situations and circumstances and mentally they ain't even been there. You ain't even giving anything to it. Why are you engaged in relationships that you can't even physically give yourself to? It's just stupid to me. You waste the motherfucker's time. Don't waste my time.
You wasted and you also bruise.
Exactly. Anyway.
Leave it for the next person.
Listen, if y'all gonna get involved in stuff, be serious about what the fuck you want. Fix yourself if you broke it.
First before you go into somebody else.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to mess that up either.
Do some self work. But you need to go to therapy for self-work. Motherfuckers be thinking they be fixing themselves and they don't go to goddamn... Go to therapy. Go find a therapist. Have a conversation with a therapist so they can process your shit with you. A paid professional, goddamn. Well, no. I tell clients therapy is like a doctor.
Yeah.
Figure it out and fit, you know, if you... And you're supposed to be learning some shit. And you're supposed to come out of there feeling like you got some shit done. You understand yourself a little bit more. You know, some of that. Yes. Anyway. Much love and respect. Peace.